Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
CityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
People, welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as usual. One more man, Timer. What's good, Timer?
Just chilling, cooling, relaxing, maxing.
Okay. Wick, what's happening, boy?
What it do?
Chilling, chilling. Look at the show. What's happening, honey?
Hey, y'all. What's going on tonight?
I figured we kick back, had a little fun tonight, open forum, you know what I'm saying? Holler about whatever we need to holler about. Anybody got something they want to get off their chest tonight? Tonight's the night to get it out.
For sure.
Now, we ain't going to get too deep where motherfuckers get ready to fight. Last but not least, yes. Ain't got no money. Ain't got no fancy cars. Hey, Janine.
What is so funny?
Because you always
have to be a joke every time I call in.
Because you slide in like Eddie Kane every time.
I think he's trying to say you're always late.
I called right on time.
No, nah, she wanna do the David Ruffin. I'm Janine and this is Sin City.
Last week you said it's Janine and the Sin City radio show.
Right.
Ah, goodness.
Right. The people ain't hollering for y'all. They hollering for Janine.
Right. So ain't nobody paid to see you, Papa.
Nobody want to hear you. They come to hear me.
They came to hear the voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess when we have our live little thing, man, she gonna snatch the mic. Yes, and it's Janine. Right, wait a minute. Hold on. Charity. Before we even get started and get to going crazy like we normally do, I got to say happy birthday to my baby girl, Jeanne. She turned 11 today. Happy birthday, baby. Daddy loves you.
Oh, man. That's all I say, happy birthday, man.
That's my little buddy.
Happy birthday.
The candy monster. She loved them Laffy Taffys the one she used to.
She still do.
So what's going on, good people?
I can't stand my neighbor's dogs.
You can't stand your neighbor's dogs?
No, I cannot stand them. She got like three little bitty dogs. And you know, little bitty dogs are really, really rowdy. They are always barking. You know what I mean? Like, and she got three, maybe four. I think it's three white ones and a black one. And every time I step out my door, man, I don't care if I'm just taking out the trash, I'm going to the car, if I want to sit on the porch, it ain't kind of, oh, I can't stand them. I've never hated dogs so much until I moved here.
You know, them little dogs, they bark like they Rottweilers.
They are so
rowdy. They will actually do some shit.
For real. And she don't do shit. You know what I'm saying? We've been living here. It'll be a year next month on the 28th. not next month, but September 28th. And, you know what I'm saying? We've been here. She won't do shit about them. She won't tell them. She won't come, you know, come get them. I know you hear your dogs barking because you hear your windows open all year round. Come get these little motherfuckers. Somebody won't let with them. I said I was going to flip some chocolate underneath the fence one day. That would just be bogus, wouldn't it, though?
Some chocolate?
What's the purpose of chocolate?
Because dogs cannot eat chocolate. It fucks with them. If you give a dog chocolate, you're going to have a sick dog.
Yeah, he's going to have a run and shit everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Man, oh, this bitch done killed my dog.
It ain't no killing. It just don't make them sick. And you know, I have a candy store at home, so I always have chocolate on hand.
I'm glad you ain't my neighbor. Don't make my dog sick. They only get a muscle.
Keep them motherfuckers quiet. But, hey, check this out, man. Man, you was rapping about something about loyalty. Now, you can't elaborate on it, brother?
Well, I'm just saying, go ahead, Janine, go ahead.
No, I thought he was talking to me. What you was saying?
No, I was talking to Father Time.
Oh, okay.
But you motherfucker, we were just talking.
I know, but you said dog, and she was like, what'd you say? You was talking to me, right? And nobody got it. Okay. Anyway. No, I'm just saying, you know, loyalty amongst friends? You know what I'm saying? How far should it go? Like, should you trust? Can you trust your friend with your life? Can you trust your friend to, you know, keep all your secrets? You know what I mean? Because if you got a best friend, an ace boom, you know what I'm saying, your motherfucking dog, 40 grand, you know, can you trust that motherfucker? Can you really trust him? You know?
Well,
loyalty,
sometimes,
trust.
Sometimes they don't have nothing to do with loyalty. You trust that person, but sometimes you don't want to tell your friend certain information because of your morals. Your morals might be different than my morals, and sometimes, you know, our values and things like that, and sometimes we don't want to hear that. You see what I'm saying? Not to say that we can't tell you, and like you can't hold that secret, but we might not want to tell you that secret because you might judge us, or you may look down on us because you see that as being wrong, and because we know that about you, we're not going to tell you. You see what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying perfectly. I understand what she's saying perfectly. I really do, because in all honesty, it's certain things I'd rather not discuss with you because I know how you tend to take to things. So there's certain things that I don't talk to you about, that I might talk to Wick about, that I won't talk to you about because of your beliefs and the way that you are. It's like you just going to be like, okay, bow, this is this, that's that. And it's like, okay, well, I'd rather not even talk to him about it.
Man, for real?
I mean, ain't nothing to the point where it's nothing fucked up. But, you know, you got different beliefs than everybody else. And it's like some things that you just close-minded about. It's like there's no other way but this way. So it's like, you know, it's either black or white with you in certain situations. So them were situations that I know you're going to look at it as black or white, and I'm trying to find the shades of gray. I'm trying to tell you the shades of gray, and you're not understanding it. Well, I might not just come talk to you about it. I might come talk to Wick about it because he understands the shades of gray a little bit better than you do.
Well, nothing personal. There ain't no shades of gray for me. Personally, it's either the wrong way or it's Tama's way. That's it.
And that's what he just said in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I mean, okay, all right, let's take, I'll give you an example. This is like, okay, let's go back 20 years. Let's go back 20 years, you know, when you was out there home. Now, how is it wrong for me to say, hey, man, you shouldn't be out there home? You know what I mean? That's compared
first
to me
all,
saying.
Hold on. I wasn't getting money for a sexual favor, so no, I wasn't home.
You was a whole 20 years ago, man.
I mean, okay, but damn, he's saying that you're out there hoeing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was getting paid.
Yeah,
everybody
know what I meant when I said that. I ain't saying that you was tricking. I'm saying you was hoeing. It's a difference.
Yeah, exactly. Say it like that. Damn. I have relays.
I'm not saying that you was tricking.
Right, I feel like my motherfucker about to say, now coming to the stage, ladies, get ready, Cass. God damn.
All right. Now, what I'm saying as far as the loyalty go is, I'm going to use that as an example. Okay, we out kicking it. 20 years ago, we at Savoy. All right, I don't even remember if Savoy was over 20. Savoy or NFX, pick one.
Okay,
you might roll up on three, four females that night. You know what I mean? You may get rid of some 3-4 females. Now, as far as loyalty go, how can I get mad because you rolled up on 4 females? You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm a one woman person. Always been my whole life. And you wasn't. You know what I'm saying? You was a hoe. And the difference is, I can't get mad at you because you rolling up on 4 different females. I chose not to do that. You know what I mean? That's not in my makeup. It's not my DNA.
Yeah, oh, you don't have to do that shit.
Huh?
I said, yeah, oh, you don't have to do that. I'm talking to the hoe, my fault.
But what I'm saying is, there ain't no reason for me to get mad at you. You know what I mean? I can't get jealous because you pulled 4 females and I didn't. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean by as far as, you know, the loyalty go. You know what I mean? I should be congratulating you if you rolled out with 4 females.
But I think what he's saying is, okay, if that is the situation and he knows that you're a one-woman man, so he's not going to come talk to you and be like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I did this with that one and this with that one and that with this one and, you know what I'm saying, the last couple shit. It was really 5. I had the last 2 together. He's not going to come to you and talk to you about that because he already knows how you're going to look at it. He already know you're not going to hate on him. You're not going to be mad at him or think, you know what I'm saying, but you're not going to tell him, you know what I'm saying, good shit, bruh. You probably going to be like, well, which one of them, you know what I'm saying, do you like? Can you settle down with? And he like, all right, well, you know what? I'm not even going to go fucking talk to him about that. Because he's going
to
get into the mushy aspect, and I'm trying to talk about
fuck.
Am I right?
Well, that may be true. But I also said in a hating way at the same time. You know what I mean? Now, I can say exactly what you just said, but in my heart, I'm like, I'm mad because he pulled more hoes than me. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't going to say it like that. I'm going to say it like, man, you know, you shouldn't be trying to pull no hoes. 4 females at the same time, dog. I mean, I may say it like that, but in my heart, you know, because I ain't loyal to you, I'm going to be hating on you. You just don't know it.
So you never felt that way? Like, say you didn't. I mean, as a guy, you have a friend or whatever, and say you looking for that one person. You a one-person type. You know, that's what you like. You like to have that one woman. But you just ain't found that one that you're looking for. Here he is. He got a woman at home. Plus, every other night, he got another woman. You don't start feeling like no type of jealousy, no nothing.
No, I wouldn't.
No animosity or nothing toward that person?
No, I wouldn't feel like that, but I would pull him to the side and be like, you know, you got a woman at home, man. What the fuck you doing?
Okay. And
you know what I mean?
You know
I've
what?
Always been like that.
And on the flip
now, that's
side,
the real
sometimes, okay, I hear, I'm going to pull you. Let's flip it. All right, so you a one-woman man. And you know that your friend ain't. So do you necessarily, like, if you fall in love or some shit like that, you like, man, you know what I'm saying, I think I really want to be with this one chick. Are you going to go talk to him? I mean, not necessarily that you want to talk to him at all, but, like, is that the first person that you're going to go talk to when you know that, you know what I'm saying, he's not the one-woman type? So he probably is going to be like, man, such and such was digging on you, too. You know what I'm saying? He's down here, hit both of them. Are you going to go talk to that guy first?
If I consider him my true friend, then yeah. Because if he's my true friend, he's going to tell me what he really feels. You know what I mean? He's going to tell me, hey, go for it. Or if I was you, you know what I'm saying? He would say no, but then he would tell me why he's saying no. Now, he might know something about it that I don't.
Well, maybe he didn't know it already.
He might know that her friend is digging on you too, and he's like, man, go ahead and hit them both. So, I mean, I'm saying in a situation like that where you know that he's going to be like, shit, I'll fuck a settling down, nigga, you know what I mean? I'm trying to hit the friend too. is that the first person, like I said, not to say that you're not going to talk to them about it at all, but is that the first person that you're going to go to?
Probably not the first person.
And would
probably
you bring
not
her
the first person.
And would you bring her around him?
Yeah, why wouldn't I do that? I shouldn't have to worry about none of my boys trying to roll up on something I'm trying to roll up on.
So you ain't never had no boy that did nothing like that?
Not to my knowledge.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's been
plenty of suspects. It may have happened in secret, but not to my knowledge.
It's been plenty of suspects.
Yeah, I'm just talking about as far as the hatred go. You know, you
yeah.
got your friends, you got your true ass boys, but who's to say your true ass boys, you know what I'm saying, they ain't hating on you behind your back.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's where that loyalty comes in at. If you loyal to a person, you just loyal to that person no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line. You know what I'm saying? It can't be that half. No, that in between shit. You either down or you ain't.
Yeah, but now, like, you know what? You right. But then it's like, I guess it's all about your judgment call. Because it's like, how do I cipher that you trying to tell me this in my best interest, or you saying this on some hating shit?
Exactly. Because what if one person loyal and the other person is not? How do you know?
I mean, you don't know, but sooner or later it's going to come to light. You know, everything's going to come to light. Sooner or later, you're going to know exactly how that person feels about you. It may not be tomorrow. It could be 5 years from now, but you're going to know sooner or later. It's going to a situation is going to arise, and you're going to find out how that person really is.
Because, you know, people could tell you anything, right?
Right, but
sooner
or later.
I mean, you never know how they feel really in the inside.
You got to think about that person's track record, though. Like, you know what I mean? If you go to that person and you tell them everything that's going on with you and they come at you and every time, you know what I'm saying, they gave you some real heart-to-heart advice, then you know you can trust that person. But if you, you know what I'm saying, you go to that person and every time you're going through some shit, they telling you, you know, well, I don't know about this, that, and the other. You know how people do. You know, you can tell when a person is a true friend or somebody that's just, somebody put it perfectly today, that, you know what I'm saying, that just like to keep ties with you so that when they need something, they got a way in. You know what I mean? You can tell the difference between them people. Because them people
they're looking out for their best interest. That's what you mean?
Exactly.
Well, they're looking out for their best interest.
Exactly. Because you benefit them. So they're not going to tell you what's necessarily best for you in your situation. They're going to tell you, you know what I'm saying, because they feeling like, well, shit, if he get with her and he gets settled up, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to be able to go over his house and fuck no more or whatever. You know what I mean? Like if that was y'all relationship, y'all friendship together. So he's not going to tell you, man, you know, she is a good one. Go ahead and settle down with her. He's going to tell you, man, I think she kind of ratchet on the low. You know, he's just not going to tell you the best shit. And you can tell.
Nah, I got to disagree with you. I think all my friends will tell me exactly how they feel. Because we all been friends long enough to the point where we can say what we feel to each other, whether that person get mad or not.
No, we can't.
Yeah, we can, man.
Not all of us.
Yeah, that's true.
Wick,
not all
Wick,
of us.
What you say? Hold on, dog. Hold on. Wick been there just as many years as me and you. You think that can go down, dog? You think we can say what we want to each other?
I said us, but we do have a number of a crew that can't take some, but it is one person that can't take it. We could take it, I think.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying whether they can take it or not. I'm saying if you told me something
Would you care if I got mad?
Hell no. You alright?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. As far as we go, we can tell each other that. We can all say what we got to say to each other. You know what I'm saying? Without really caring if you get mad or not. You know what I mean? If I'm telling you what's right, I don't care if you get mad if I'm telling you what's right. I really don't give a shit. You get mad at me, I don't care. I'm telling you what's right, what I think is right anyway. And if you get mad, oh, well. You know what I'm saying? Then the next day, we probably go drink a 40 together. You know what I mean?
No,
I mean, my friendship used to be like that. Like I said, it used to be. It used to be like that. You know what I'm saying? Things have changed. But, you know, I mean, with y'all too, I can tell y'all whatever the hell I want. If I think it's right, I'm going to tell you. If you get mad, I'm not going to lose no sleep over it. Straight up. And I'm pretty sure y'all don't care if I get mad.
Hell no.
You're going to say what you got to say because we friends.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, we down
but
like
now,
that.
Like, and friendships, I'm going to see you have your disagreements. Well, my thing is, at the end of the day, my thing is if, let's just say, for instance, all right, I might come to Wick and say, oh, girl, you know, just hypothetically speaking, because I don't know who you're dealing with, but I might just say whoever you're dealing with, I don't think she the one for you. You know, I mean, like, you know, I could voice my opinion, but at the same time, I'm not finna come trying to make her seem like she the bad. I wouldn't even come to you like she ain't the one. I'm like, well, okay, man, is you happy about this? If you happy about it, I'm happy about it. You know what I'm saying? All this, my thing is, you could voice your opinion about it, but when you constantly, every 10 minutes, or every other day, or every time we get into an argument or something, here you go running your mouth. Oh, man, I told you she wasn't no good. I told you that. No, now I think you know what? Now you just doing too much. You done voiced your opinion once. All right, I can respect your opinion. But when you just keep constantly coming at me, talking about she ain't shit, you shouldn't keep fucking with her, why you keep fucking with her? Now I feel like, man, now you overstepping your bounds. And as a friend, I mean, yeah, you can tell me what you got to tell me. But, damn, you ain't got to keep trying to repeat it over and over and over. I heard you the first fucking time. And that's just
me. I can agree with that. I can agree with that. If I, you know, plus, what the hell, I'm going to keep telling you she ain't no good. I ain't the one got to go home with her ass. You the one got to deal with her. As long as you right. Happy, I'm happy.
Okay, so ladies, what y'all think?
Yeah. Go ahead, Janine. I mean, yeah, you tell me one time, that's enough.
Exactly.
Because it's still going to be my decision at the end of the day on
exactly.
Whether I stay with this person or not. So, you know, okay, yeah, I've heard your opinion. I understand how you feel. But, you know, just like any friend, it's my relationship. It's not yours, you know.
Okay. What about you, Luke, though?
Agreed. I was going to say, you know, your friends can tell you how they see the situation. But, you know, at the end of the night, you're not laying down with your friend, you know what I'm saying? You're laying down with that person. So you got to find within yourself, all right, you know, do I take my friend's opinion into account enough to, you know, kind of examine her a little bit more or whatever? You know, just kind of like take heed to what my friend said. Like, I heard you, but you're not satisfying my needs at the end of the night. So it's my decision in the end.
All right, well, let me ask this question. How far can you take your friendship? You know what I mean? That's just like saying, that's like me, I'll give you an example. Now, Am I stepping out of bounds if I come to you and say, man, man, your kid bad as hell, man. You need to whoop that ass, dog. Am I out of bounds for saying that to either one of y'all? Would y'all feel that I was out of bounds if I said you need to whoop your kid ass? Your kid bad than a motherfucker, man.
I believe in that.
Talking crazy.
Hell, if my kid is bad, I'm all right. Well, shit.
Motherfucker bad as hell.
I mean, you know what? Honestly, if it was you, I wouldn't think twice about it. I wouldn't. Now, if it was some random motherfucker, man, mind your motherfucking business. But as you didn't see all my kids grow up. You know what I'm saying? And if you see my kids doing something and you feel like it's disrespectful or something, then, yeah, I mean, now, my thing is this. All right, if you sit down and you see my kid do something and I don't see it and you like, well, you know, she doing this. Now, if you just blatantly like, you know, hey, man, your motherfucking child, you know, your daughter fucked up. She bad as hell. Hold on, motherfucker. Yours ain't no angel neither. You know, I think when it comes down to children, it's a way to come to somebody. I don't think... Because I think I would be out of pocket if I just walked up to you, tight as we are, and said, man, your daughter's fucked up. Something wrong with your fucking daughter. I mean, knowing how you feel about your daughter, I'm pretty sure you take that personal. Right. If you just walked up to me like, yeah, your kid is bad as hell, you know, now, I might look at you and, you know, I'll probably be thinking, your kid ain't no angel neither. But me and you, that's going to come out my mouth. Your kid ain't no angel neither. So I think it's a way to just talk to people about that. Like, you know, you're not finna. Because, I mean, shit, I don't. Hey, you show me a kid that's a fucking angel, shit, I give you $1 million. And I know I ain't got $1 million. But I'm willing to make that bet.
Okay, so you saying it's the way you say it. What about you, Wick?
Well, hold on before you answer that, Wick. Well, hold on, Wick, before you answer that. Selena, what's happening, baby?
Hey. Hello, everybody.
What's up?
Hi.
What's cracking? All right, go ahead, man. What you going to say?
I kind of go with what Zach said, but I feel since we've been around each other so long, if you get around my kids, I expect you to let me know if they fucking up somewhere. I just expect that you will tell. But it is kind of what you said. Some of my folks are saying it in a disrespectful way.
All right, what about the ladies? What y'all say?
I didn't hear a question.
We going to get to you, Selena. Liquor Store, what'd you say about that? Can your friend step out of bounds when it comes to your kids?
Well, I'm a firm believer, and it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So, like Cass said, if you come to me and you like, man, your baby fucked up, I'm probably going to be ready to fight. But if you come to me and you like, okay, look, you know what I'm saying? I seen your boy down there on such and such, and you know what I'm saying? The little nigga was down there acting kind of rowdy. I think you need to get in that ass. No, if you my friend like that, and I'm like, okay, you're not going to lie to me, especially about my kid. You might lie to me about some other shit, but you're not going to lie to me about my child, because my real friend look at my kids like they, you know what I'm saying, like they kids. So... And shit, I'm a firm believer in it takes a village to raise a child, too. So, no, I think it's not what you say, but how you say it.
I disagree with that village raise a child. I disagree with that shit.
I can almost promise that a village raised you. You might not see it that way, but...
More like a project.
Exactly. Yeah. Everybody in the hood... was, you know what I'm saying, was cool with your mama, would tell your mama, Thomas down there doing some, you know, or if they caught you, you know what I'm saying, vandalizing a building or some shit like that, they more than likely snatch your ass up by the collar and took you home. So you might not believe in it, but I do.
I think that's what's wrong with the kids nowadays.
Exactly.
Because the village don't take a hand in it no more. People just don't care. It's all about them.
Yep.
Fuck that village shit.
They see
I don't
your
need
baby
that motherfucking state.
But wait till you hear about it. That's what you hear. Don't throw them shit. They always packing a damn pistol.
I mean, nowadays they see your kid fucking up, and they go home and be like, girl, that little motherfucker over there ain't shit. But they won't come tell you, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
I seen your baby out there with a pistol, and I think maybe, you know what I'm saying, something is the matter, or did you know your child had a pistol, or motherfuckers
mm-hmm.
don't care no more. They are going behind your back.
They're going to come back and shoot your house up for snitching on him. What you expect?
But if that child knew
I'm just
that
saying,
the
if we
are, if you knew
if we live on the same street,
if you knew that the building was there for you, you're not going, you know what I'm saying, you know you like, but let's just say, hypothetically speaking, your thing as a teenager was breaking in people's houses and taking just whatever, you know what I'm saying, just whatever. You knew that Sister Betty was cool with your mama. You wasn't going to go break in Sister Betty's house. You know what I'm saying? You might go to another block in another neighborhood and do that shit, but you're not going to go break in Sister Betty's house and take her nothing because you know Betty cool with your mama. And you know what I'm saying? Everybody in the hood, they know what your little badass do. So you're going to be the first person they look at.
All I'm saying is if I see my next-door neighbor's son walking around with heat, that's on him because I don't want that little motherfucker coming back shooting up my house.
And that's the problem.
Because what's going to happen when you get to the crib? Well, you know the motherfucker next door said he saw you. You know what I'm saying? Now he already know who snitched on him.
That's only because the neighbors are not friendly anymore.
Shit.
Neighbors
now,
ain't
see,
friendly
that,
no more.
That,
it used to be a time
right.
where everybody would sit out on the block, you know what I'm saying, and everybody have a party and everybody knew everybody. People nowadays don't even speak to one another. You can live next door to somebody, like I said, for a year, and they know you. They see you come and go, but they're not going to stop their dogs from fucking with you because people don't care no more. You know what I'm saying? They're not.
You and these dogs.
Nobody,
hey. Calm down. You and these damn dogs.
That was just an example.
No, it's not. You're looking at the dogs right now.
No, I'm not. But I feel you. But you feel me, too. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers ain't, niggas don't even throw up a hand no more. You live next door to somebody, and you see they comers and goers, but you don't know nothing about that person. And back in the day, it wasn't like that. Betty knew Brenda, and Brenda knew Bob, and Bob knew Jacob, and you know what I'm saying? It was all cool.
Yeah,
look at Snow. You gotta get over that. That shit ain't gonna never go back to the way it used to be.
I don't fuck with nobody
on the block. As long as they don't fuck
don't
with me, I don't fuck with them.
Me neither. I like it like that. You need to fuck alone.
Mm-hmm. Because as soon as you make friends, motherfucker knocking on your door trying to borrow some shit.
Yeah, or either, you know, you don't know, people so nasty these days. Hell, my auntie lived upstairs from Jeffrey Dahmer. Up in fucking Milwaukee, he used to try to get her boys to come outside and play basketball, then find out some shit like that 3 months later, although they never went. But shit, you don't know who these people is. I don't trust not Nan, none of them. Especially not with my kids. Not Nan, none of them. And I don't do bad kids at all. I could do a bad kid before I can a grown kid, though, but I don't like neither. Shit. That's why people don't bring their kids to come.
You know what? Hold on, y'all. We didn't had an epiphany today. Me and her don't agree on shit, but I gotta agree with her on that one.
My friend had a son, man. He called. Okay, the first incident, he cussed it for one. This is when he's 19 now. When he was younger, he cussed her out, cussed everybody out. He didn't fuck with me. But one day he did in Kmart. I never forget it. He was probably 7 years old, and the little motherfucker, she said, stop knocking clothes down. This little nigga said, you know, kept on doing it. I said, did your mama say stop knocking clothes down? This motherfucker with everything in him said, shut up, trick-ass bitch.
Wait,
so I'm looking at her. He was probably seven, if that. Yeah, he was a big boy. And this little, I'm looking at her like, I know you finna say something. She didn't, you know, kept going on about her way. So I snatched him at her throat, and I said, you know, watch him out. Well, whatever. You ain't say nothing, so I'm free to do what the hell I want to this little boy. And, you know, if you felt the kind of way, then I'd have got at you. So that was one incident. Second incident, you know, a carjack, what they call a tug, he flinging it around in the living room, trying to hit her ass with it. She ducking and dodging, Zach, you know who I'm talking about. She's ducking and dodging this little motherfucker. You know, and, you know, we just quit being cool after that, you know. So then I had a kid. So, you know, I think she threw him in boys' school or some shit. But now this is her calling me. I promise to God I came in town one day. We went to Root, what's that little the sandwich place in the mall. So we came back. She had a little something in her bag. So he said, Ma, let me get some of that. She was like, I ain't got nothing up here. She said, say it's yours. I ain't saying shit. She said, I ain't got nothing up here. With everything in this little boy chest, he said, bitch. If I was that nigga, you would give it to me. Hell no. He's 17 years old now. You know what this baby did? She done jumped up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm right behind him. Like, yeah, let's go fuck this little dude up, man. This baby went in the kitchen, cut him half of her sandwich. And I'm so tired of him. I said, wow.
Shut up.
Wow. It was unbelievable. Her little kids is just as worse. And when my kids around, her kids, you know, they cuss so much. My baby was like, yeah, Ma, you know, what the hell? I'm like, we finna go in a minute. They tripping. Yeah, they horrible. The baby in the backseat, they just going to town. Can I have some cover? Hell no. Bitch, you should have got them when we went in the house. But if you look at them, they look like, you know, so she think just because she dressed them nice and everything and taking them to church every Sunday, you know, she doing her part. But no, when they walking out the house up and down the damn street to phone and gas station in the middle of the night at the ages of 6, 4, you know, I mean 6 and probably 8, you know what I'm saying? The police bringing them back, you know, like twice a week. You know, something is wrong with you. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
That bag, right? He busts all the windows out of her house and her car. She like, man, I'm so tired of this nigga. I'm like, who are you talking about? You know, my son. I'm like, yo, son, girl, you're free to pistol whip that little nigga. He 18 years, he's 17. He'll be 18 this month. Man, I would hurt that little boy. He can't stand me to this day. I don't care. He cannot stand me. I don't know. I care. I said, girl, I'm be dying.
Let me ask you a question.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. Is there a guy in the house? Like a boyfriend or something?
Man, he beat her boyfriend up. But you know what? He let him. You know what I'm saying? Thomas, now that's a real man. I said, he ain't no real man. He a fucking punk. He ate his ass up. We'd have just.
For dinner. For tore his ass off the frame.
And his daddy, you know, he's retarded. You know, he sads with him all the time. He's a bum. I mean, literally a bum on the street. But, you know, it's just sad. He was there once upon a time, but he have a problem, too. I guess he got a problem. I don't know. I'm like, you know, why you don't throw him up there? Somewhere, he couldn't be around me. Girl, I better stop that little boy, girl. He's so little and she a big girl. I'm like, man, you could do all kind of stuff, man. What the hell is wrong with you, girl? I'm going to kill that little boy. So wait till your boys get older. Oh, no, this was another one. This little motherfucker. She said, I told him to get out of my kitchen. You know, him and his boys, you know, in the middle of the night. Imagine he's 17, supposed to be at school. She said, this little nigga, I told him, you know, get your dudes out of here. I told them you eating up my kids' food. She said, this little motherfucker, and all one of his friends said, bitch, suck my dick. I said, and what you say? She said, girl, he just pissed me off. So I just went in the room and slammed it up. I said, girl, what you were supposed to say was whip it on that and have a butcher knife right there and hook him up. I said, you crazy. It's like she's a battered woman, but this is her son. She's all, you know what I'm saying? She in the room, he in the front room with
a
whole bunch of
women. Whoa. The son said, suck my dick?
Yeah. This
he
is all the
mama
son.
That?
Told his mama that. He had no. Said maybe she thought it was cute when he was younger. I don't know. But I used to tell all the time, like, girl, he's going to beat your ass when he get older. And that's what it turned into. He done busted all her house windows. He busted all her car windows because he wouldn't take her somewhere. because she would take him somewhere.
She ain't got no brothers, no uncles, or nothing around that motherfucker.
Her daddy, you know, they done with him. You know what I'm saying? They did everything they could. Like they tell her, she'd get rid of him. But like I told her, you get a check for this little dude. That's why you're trying to send him away when he's 18. But it's too late. You should have did something with him when he was a minor. I said, you must get a check for him, baby, because ain't no check make me keep him. He is literally Satan's child, straight up. Mm. I said, he's not a tough little dude. I said, he don't go to school. I mean, what's up? What? I don't get it. I'm going to wait till I always get out the truck. But
if it's the same person we talking about, I used to see his little ass on the block. I used to be like, tell your little ass home.
That's him. You know the hell I'm talking about. Yeah, he's so bad now. That dude is crazy. He cannot stand me. Every time he see me, he's got my face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the little fucker tried to grab my drink one time. I'm like, I'm going to beat the shit out you.
The police bring all the kids home. Now she got four kids. One of them, her oldest daughter, she gone. And she's like, she in college and stuff. Now she could, she got away. But him, and then she got another little boy. You know, he's all right. But then it's a little girl, man, act just like that dude. Oh, she's like, she just him in the girl version. I said, man, they crazy, because her favorite little man used to be when we go to take him to the park. I'll show you how a bitch go down the slide. Everybody like, man, tell that little girl to shut up. My baby said, mommy, did she just say? I said, just ignore, honey, just ignore. You know, my baby be thinking in the Twilight Zone, sitting there listening to them damn baby kids. So I quit going over
there. How is the little girl? How is the daughter?
She probably 11 now, and they still off behind. They walk up out the house in the middle of the night. She don't go looking for him. She'll wait till the police bring him home, and they'll be telling her, you know, tell your kid this, and she'll be just look at them like they crazy and close the door. I'll be like, man, what I'm supposed to do, whip them every time they do something? Because you're this ain't
yes.
Real. This
yes.
Ridiculous. Shit. That's crazy. They'll be looking at me crazy. Girl, I wish one of them even say F, the F in fuck. No. Wait till yours get out of the girl, please. I got him under control now. Shit, I don't know what the hell me wrong with. She just be in her own little world. Like, that's crazy. Now she having problems. I can't get him out of my house. I'm like, girl, please. I mean, it took four police to tase that little dude. I'm like, girl, it took no damn police out of here. Him in the yard. That's how the police got there. Shit, man, they ain't
finna
be doing that.
You got him pinned down. Here, come get this motherfucker.
Yeah,
her little
nigga in the throat one time. I bet you know what killed me? Yeah, but the killer thing is, she be talking to her damn dude like he dirt, like he her damn child. I'm like, all that energy you putting in on him, you need to put in on your son, sitting up here punking him out. That's what got him up here punking him out. But he left her. He got rid of her ass. He got up out of there. Shit, you better
ain't no
run.
Kid going to pump me. Ain't no kid pumping me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It ain't happening.
He was a little dude. He was a little dude, and she talking to him like he a child. You don't even talk to none of your damn kids like that, for real? Wow. Said that little dude fat on him. Said the police got him. He won't press charge. That's a real man. Girl, please, I'd have been whooping his ass when the police came through there. Get him out of here. Please. I probably would have, you know, I'm teaching that boy nothing in the first place. Yeah, that's right. They done had a reason to take my ass to jail that night. I don't know. And that's the thing. She should have, you know, people like her, you know, that's she all right, we cooler, whatever. You know, I feel like they should start arresting these bitches because, you know, y'all the ones got them out there. I don't know, but that shit crazy. I'd be like, wow, it's like a movie. I effed up after school movie when I walk in the house. Like, girl, please. He's smoking weed and it's fucking 10 o'clock in the morning. He's supposed to be at school. I said, I can't lock my doors. He'll bust my windows. I said, bitch, you crazy. You crazy. Girl, please. Sound like a damn fool. Said, send him up here with me for about 2 weeks. See, he going to come back in the bag or he going to be good. I don't know how, but he'll be all right. See, but she crazy. She be blowing up my phone and she be like, girl, guess what he did now? Like, she talking about her man or something. Girl, I'm so tired. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, man, bitch, I don't want to hear that. I'll call you back or something. I can't listen to that shit. You call me and be ready to do something for real. That's retarded. She whispered like that's her man. She whispered like it's her man. Girl, he did this, he did that. I'm like, man, who was you talking about? Your boyfriend? No, my son. I be like, oh, man, that's deep.
Wow. Extremely.
That little nigga sound like he should have been in juvenile a long time ago.
Well, he done been in all the juveniles. I'm talking about from North Carolina up until here. See, she told me he was staying with her cousin or whoever for a couple of years. Because, like I said, I ain't seen him. That's when I got back cool. Shit. I'm like, oh, well, he ain't around. But, you know, she ended up telling me, like, man, he was, you know, that he'd been all the places up there in Indiana. So I sent him with my brother. He up there, you know, messing up there. So he sent him back after 2 years. I'm like, girl, police. I guess. He walking up in his mind. He is walking the house. I'm like, what the fuck you could? I feel like, girl.
What?
I'd be like, man, quit telling me shit like that. You just tripping. You was tripping. Yeah. But, yeah. I'd be like, so what you do? She's like, girl, I'd be ignoring him. I don't got time to be arguing. I'm like, arguing? Girl, you see how little my mama is. I'm still scared of her. Believe that. That's crazy. It's sad. It's sad. She can't control none of them. It's always she. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know what? I knew the little fucker was bad, but no, I didn't know it was to that extent.
Man, that dude, you can sit there and just watch and you'll be like, really, for real? But, nah, you gotta be you serious. You just had your mouth just drop, like, for real?
I mean, like I said, I knew the little fucker was bad, but I didn't think he was like that.
Man, he is off the chain. And disrespected so bad in front of his little homies. I said, man, girl, I go down the line with a bet, just bopping everybody in their mouth. Get the hell up out of my house. What you mean they won't leave? Because she said, he tell them, man, y'all ain't got to go nowhere. I'm like, girl,
she is.
You was retarded. That's crazy. God, but
okay. Crazy. Yeah, that's wild. Okay, but not Janine, you got boys, right?
Yeah.
I mean, could you picture one of your sons telling you some shit like that?
I ain't never seen no shit like that. And I guess I started them early, so it was all about respect.
Right, because I'm at, and I can honestly say that, you know, I know for a fact we didn't do none of that shit. None of us did it. You know what I'm saying? Now, we might have got out the house, and I can't stand that bitch. But, shit. You know, shit. I didn't hear Father Time say the shit. He didn't heard me say the shit. But while we was right there in their face, oh, if they said get the fuck out the house, we got the fuck out the house. Come on, man. Let's go.
No questions asked.
Shit. Right. Shit, let's go. And get the fuck off the porch. Hey, man, come on. Let's walk to the back.
Dang it. I don't know. It's sad.
You know what
I'm saying?
On the court.
Right.
In the back,
on the court, shit. So, fuck, I ain't finna be sitting there talking about no. Man, that. Whew. Damn, Selena. I knew he was a little wild fucker, but. Hey, I ain't know it was like that.
Yeah. And then she called me one day. Thomas said, Selena. I said, what? She said, would you tell this motherfucker? No, she said, how do you know if you got laced with some weed? I'm like, shit, I don't know. She gonna say, this nigga over here talking about I spiked his weed, I laced his weed. I'm like, you laced his weed? Tell me he feels sick, and all you heard was that you did and woo woo whatever. I'm like, who is that? You know, she said, my son. I said, you know, I said, so you over there smoking weed with him? She said, no, I ain't smoking no weed. He's going to say, oh, you don't smoke weed because your girl on fire. I said, that's it right there. That's why he'll never respect you. I said, girl, I don't know how I feel if he laced off of damn weed. Like, I'm laced. Like, I'm just walking around here laced. I don't know. But I was like, wow, you know, clear, you know, she tried to make peace with him. I don't know what the hell. It's just sad. And she just looks stupid now and tired. I'd be like, man, you crazy. I ain't let none of these kids stress me. Shit. No, not like that. It ain't that serious. But, yeah, that ain't crazy. Sad. He a thug. Forgot what he called his little self. I'd be like, man,
he'd be a thug that couldn't ever speak again because I jacked that nigga and his so-so goddamn bad. Follow that motherfucking Adam's apple. Fuck you and your thug. You need to work on your reflexes, you little punk-ass nigga. Don't fuck with me like that. You crazy.
Yeah. He's talking about he read at a third grade level. He'll be 18 next month.
And that's her damn mom. I don't know these people. But like I said last night, you're the first teacher, you know what I'm saying? Before your
kids,
the world is you. So if you not teaching them nothing and you not teaching them no respect, no morals, no values, no nothing, then that's exactly how they don't act when you send them into the world.
Right.
And they don't take it out on you because they know. They see some of their friends, you know what I'm saying, who have parents that are in control. And they like, man, my mama don't do none of that shit. And they're not gonna say, Mommy, will you please love me? Will you please teach me? No, what they're gonna do is react the opposite way. They're gonna say
That's sad. It really is.
You ain't gonna come to her and say, Mama, I need a hug. I need for you to, you know what I'm saying, teach me some respect for you. He's not gonna come to her and say that. You know what I mean? He's gonna disrespect.
The respect is gone. It's gone. It's a wrap.
Apparently, it was never there. If he told his mama to suck his little dick, what?
Man, that killed me. And I was like, you know what? Don't be telling nobody else that. They're gonna think something wrong with your ass. Straight up. I don't get it. I'm not getting. I knew she, you know, I'd be like, man, she exaggerated, but I know her. And then I seen her, you know, a couple of her windows patched up. I'm like, man, he did this, you know, say, yeah. My daddy got the window fixed in my car. I'm like, that's crazy. And her daddy, you know, he don't play that. But since he got older, you know, she said he told us he didn't threaten his life. So she said, you know what, he got tired of whooping his ass and said, yeah, he can't come over there. He cannot come over there. I said, do you blame me?
I mean, that's just crazy. I mean, this is, oh, man. I can't even fathom me just saying, Mama, you can suck my dick.
For real. That's like, just
really?
Like your boy letting his son jump off.
You had a dick, right? Like you'd never even
okay,
I'd
have told
him to whip it out.
Selena, be nice.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm
going to
leave that one alone.
I do got to agree with you because I was there. I was there when it happened. I'm sitting there like.
All I'm going to say is I told my homie, next time call me, I got 50 belts, one for each. That was horrible. And that's all I'm going to say. But that was, I mean, I'm just saying, shit couldn't have been me.
Yeah. When I pulled up and I seen it, I'm like, what the fuck happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
He said, he hit me in the mouth. I said, is he still living? That motherfucker said, he in the house? He's still in the house. I said, well, let's go get his ass. I'll put him in the full Nelson. You get, hey, warm them ribs up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that's my baby. He don't act like that around me at all. He don't even cuss around me. That's crazy. That's why I said, next time you do it, hey, just call your little sister. I'll come over there. I will hook him up. I wish my baby would. Me and then she rooting. You supposed to be the mom. You ain't supposed to be rooting, bitch. You supposed to be standing a pen and whack him upside the head. Not the nigga. I put Pampers on and pushed out for 9 months. Man, please. Hell no.
See, shit.
And then
that's the case when the mama's sitting there trying to say, well, my baby don't do no. You got to know your kids. You got to know your kids.
Yeah.
I mean, if you turn a blind eye to your kids, then you gonna. I mean, shit. I mean, I don't think my mother knew exactly everything that I was doing, but she knew that motherfuckers out there doing some shit he wasn't supposed to. You know what I'm saying? Because if she didn't, I'd have never heard the conversations that I heard. All right, get your little ass in trouble. No, I'm not coming to get you.
Right.
That was a hey, I always heard, I ain't coming to get you. But then, like I said, it takes that moment when a motherfucker actually gets in trouble. Like I said, shit, I got down there on 13th, and motherfuckers called my name. I'm like, they like your mother here. Oh, yeah, I'm on my way out this bitch. She want to know where her car keys at. What?
She
wanted to know where her car keys at. And, you know, matter of fact, you know, that was the night. We was over there. Out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, shit, you know. I'm like damn.
That's what
man,
happened with
her. Yeah, yeah. She was like, I told you, motherfucker, that you go. That's your head.
That's where you're going to be. And like, you know, I mean, I tell my son all the time, I got to come back until the end of time as long as you're right. But if you're wrong, I'm sorry. Because I've been teaching, you know what I'm saying? I've been teaching you ever since you could understand.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between right and wrong and how you're supposed to treat people and how you're supposed to act. And you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I've been telling you that since you could understand words. So if you out there and you disregard everything that I tried to teach your little ass, I'm sorry. That's where you're gonna be.
Go on your own.
Hey, you know what?
You
she bailed me out one time.
Super shit.
Mm-hmm.
I take that back. She bailed me out one time, but she was like, "How much is your bail?" And my bail was $150. I was like, "Mine, it's $150." She was like, "You got it?" I'm like. Yeah, she's like, I want my money soon as you get out. I want my money soon as you get out. And she wasn't playing. She, as soon as I got out, I had to give her $150 back.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only time she ever bailed me out. Any other time, if shit, hey, you on your own. I'm not bailing your ass out. Now, however, my brother, that's a different fucking story. I need to lay on a damn psychiatrist's couch when it comes to him. Okay, ladies, let me ask you. What is it about the baby boy? What is it? What the hell? He does more than any fucking body.
I promise. My baby Buck, my big boy, man.
He do more than me and my sister put together. And between me and my sister, we done probably did some shit growing up. This motherfucker, he 30 and still doing the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really trying to figure what's the difference with the baby boy?
The other day, I don't know. The other day, I clicked on the whole damn house. Everybody got it, and my 4-year-old was included. He didn't even necessarily do nothing wrong. But you don't get no special treatment. You know what I'm saying? That means once you get their age and all that shit, you fuck up. You getting cussed out too. And everybody got it. I don't see no, well, that's my firstborn, or that's my lastborn, or that's my baby, or that's my little girl. No, I see that I'm your mother, and my job is to grow your ass up so that you can be a valuable part of society. The rest of that shit, I don't care if you have one lick of fun if you fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got it. Everybody. And like I said, the 4-year-old was included. You need to learn how to wipe your little ass. I'm tired of wiping your ass. Everybody got it. I'm tired of wiping your little ass. You know what I'm saying? Finally then got potty trained, so he'll go now. But shit, I still got to wipe your ass. So he got it for that. Just because everybody else was getting it.
Mommy.
Damn, well, we got a mother's intervention going on tonight, huh?
Here you go.
All the mothers out there, boy, spare the rod, spoil the child. And that shit is honest to goodness be true. If you don't get them while they're little, there is no hope trying to get them when they get big. Then you just forget about it. It's a lost cause. Because he's not going to be 30 and be like, Mama, I'm sorry for all the shit I did. If you don't get in that ass right now while they 12, while they 10, while they 8, while they 9,
you're
never going to have that respect for you. And when they do get older, they're going to do the same shit, if not worse. That'll be the time when, you know what I'm saying, they want something. And I know a situation where that was, you know, she spoiled the boy. And he wound up, he's in prison now because he killed his mother. Because she wouldn't buy him his drugs or give him the money or whatever it was. But he never had no respect for her while he was little. So when he grew up, that respect didn't just appear out of nowhere. He got pissed off and he killed her. You kill your mama. And I can just imagine what the people in jail, he probably don't stand a chance.
He's probably my girlfriend right now.
Right.
They're tearing a hole in his ass.
For real, because you can do just about anything. You don't fuck with kids and you don't fuck with your mama.
Mm-hmm. I know my baby, like, you know, doing the little height thing, like, Mom, I'm taller than you. I'm like, yeah, you a big dude. But do not ever get it twisted. He said it a few more times. I said, I would hurt you. I would fuck you up. So don't ever think, you know, that you can whip me, okay? Okay, Mom, yes, ma'am, you know, yeah, just make sure. You don't ever get that, you know, that urge, because I will hook you up, little kid, okay? Okay, yeah, that's what, keep that in mind. Be sizing me up, shit. Make me sleep with one eye open, shit. Real.
And I'm with you on that 100%, Selena, because my son just turned 15, and he's taller than me. I'm never going to be big. I've been this height since I was in the sixth grade. I ain't never grew since then. And he's taller than me, Mom, you know what I'm saying? I got you. Okay, nigga, think you got me, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I will push
exactly.
Your ass down and beat this shit out of you, keep you, because mm-hmm. you're tall.
I beat you so bad you'll beg me to kill your ass.
Well, you know what? Selena, I'm going to tell you, tell old girl. Tell her just bend that corner, hit 49th, and go to the Mary Scott School of Training. She'll get his little
I
ass.
I promise. She ain't got to bend no corner. All she got to do is keep straight. Yeah. Straight.
Tell her to go to the Mary Scott School of Training. That must
I
be.
You can't tell her nothing. It's not. Her favorite line is, I'm not going to keep on arguing with him and hitting on him. What's good that's going to do? I said a lot. But you do you.
Yeah, she would know if she had started out hitting on him, she'd know how much good
Mary would not tell, hey. Mary would not say hitty. Mary going to pull that thing out once she gets the yakking at that red stove. Because that's where everybody's going to run to the red stove cover. It's about four bullet holes in there.
We skipped over that. We skipped over that. She cussed us out so bad. I just really wish we went to school that damn day.
You know it's fucked up and you get cussed out and wish you went to school instead. That's a cussing out for your ass.
Hell yeah. Every time she thought of a cuss word, she cussed me and Bunny. I said, oh my God, listen to this bitch. Yeah,
she's
a
cusser. And she still cussing Bunny out to this day. I can't understand it. Hey. You know what? I told somebody, man, and they do not believe me. They do not believe me. I told them, man, if you was a female and you walked up to my grandmama house and you, like, had some shoes on she like, she'd be like, hey, bitch, where you get them from?
I mean, quick, too.
And you'd be like, bitch. Hey, and we'll look at you like... Like,
seriously,
hey,
okay, I'm waiting.
Like,
where you get them from?
Yeah, like, hey, hoe, where you get them from?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
ask her where she get them shoes.
Right. Hey, tell that bitch come here. Hey, bitch, where you get them shoes from? Like, man. And y'all probably like, damn, why do he call his grandmama Mary? She, yeah, don't be calling me no damn grandma or granny. Call me Mary.
Grandmary.
Yes. Yeah, you like grandma, though. What I tell you about that grandma shit. And we'll sit on her motherfucking porch with her 40-ounce
mm-hmm.
Coke 45 and her motherfucking pint of Bacardi. Come here, ho.
Stealing.
Go give me a pint of Bacardi, ho. I'm telling you. Tyler Perry rolled through Gary. He seen her sitting on that porch, and he like, fuck, I found my deer.
Oh Lord. Good days. I feel old reminiscing with you. Older than me. But it's okay.
Fuck you is old. You ain't no spring chicken, motherfucker. I don't know why you trying to act like you are.
I'm telling my 20s, Negro.
Yeah, okay. Plus what?
I'll be 28 on the 31st.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I know. It sounds good. It sounds real damn good.
I could hold it in, damn it.
Yeah, you couldn't even keep that lie going. All
right. I'm 34. I don't mind. Shut up. Oh, you making me want to call them kids right now. Ask me if my damn teacher green so I get home. Bad ass kids. Now, my friend's daughter sat in my chair one day. Mind you, she's 11. I said, girl, get up. I'm going to sit back down. She just stared at me. This is what I'm saying. Girl, she don't be listening to nobody. She ain't moving nowhere. And I politely took that little girl by her arm and slung her halfway across the room. I said, hey, you know me. I don't play with no damn kids. When I say move, that's what the hell I meant. Be telling me what the hell your daughter going to tell me at 11 fucking years old.
Thank you.
Bye. Shit, the hell out of here. The fuck, he's staring at me like I'm speaking Spanish. This is my damn house for one. I don't care who house it is. When the grandpa say, get your ass out the way, that's what you do.
Right.
I mean, shit, I'm listening to nobody, girl. What the hell? Shit, we ain't been gone from each other that damn long. You better get this little bitch up this chair. I will. Whew, so I'll be around kids. Can't be in the place with a bunch of kids. They say the wrong thing that's supposed to be a certain age to say that's going to piss me off. Shit. Man ain't perfect, but they know they kids. I want to stay
right.
Kids as long as the hell they can.
Right. You are 100 on that. I'm
fast. Please stay with
that. And you know what my perfect example is? Every time. You know, when you was four, all you wanted to do was wash the dishes. Now it's your responsibility to wash the dishes. You want to act like you ain't got to wash the dishes. Let me help you wash the dishes.
Now I'm telling you to wash the dishes. You don't want to wash the dishes.
Man, you thought you done
taught them to cut off their fingers.
Right.
He got 101 excuses why he been trying to do it all day. Man, why the dishes ain't done? Oh, I was going to, and then I was going to, okay, just wash them before I slap three of them teeth through your face. Okay, Mom.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Everybody who ever been around my kids, you got some good boys here, yeah, because I believe in the foot and ass system. Yeah, I got good boys, even a four-year-old. I don't show no mercy. I'm even one. Sure.
That
one. Sure do.
Everybody
make
the ass.
Touch every damn thing in that house. But, Mom, you're his favorite line. I don't know who told me shit, but, Mom, you're my favorite girl. I'm like, yeah, I like your ass, too. Just quit pissing in the bed. Yeah, I'm wrong with you.
God damn. Yeah, boy, sick.
But I love you.
I'm
like,
yeah,
you cool.
I'm best friend mommy. Everything you say, okay, best friend mommy. All right,
yeah,
okay.
Right.
You're only going to be cute for about another year.
Okay.
It's all right.
You ain't cute now. When that piss gets strong, I'll let cute go out the window.
Hey,
it's magical. I'm too old for that spit. For real. And I'm ready to go home.
You at work?
I'm at work.
Hello. Hello. We got some work to do. We've now had a mother's moment. I mean, because
right.
Lisa Selena just went to the mama's side of things.
Well, okay, I got a question since we got open forum. It's that age old argument. Can men and women be platonic friends?
Be what?
Platonic, that
means
they don't fuck.
Sure, why not?
I don't know. It's just a question. I just wanted to hear everybody.
I mean, in some cases it could be, in some cases it's not. I mean, it depends on how ugly the motherfucker is.
You know what?
What?
Yeah, girl, you cute enough to be my friend, but I can't fuck. Really?
Yeah.
Wick.
I mean, okay, so what do you, I mean, you, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, and this is the honest truth. I'm not saying that we act on every, because, I mean, we don't act on every impulse, but shit, yeah. 9 times out of 10, when you meet a woman, you generally meet a woman, you size up, you look at her, man, is she fuckable? Yeah. It's either yes or no. Either she fuckable or she not. I mean, but you think about it. I mean,
okay,
not
so
every woman you meet, but probably 50% of the, no. What would you say, Timer? 60, 70% of the women you meet, you would look at them and see if is she fuckable or not?
Well, it's well over 50%.
Yeah, I'll
okay,
say
so
about
that. That's the first thing you think
about.
About
75.
Okay, so if she is fuckable, can you maintain a platonic friendship with her?
Yeah, I mean, in some cases you can, but it all depends on, I mean, how did y'all meet? I mean, like, if y'all met at work and it just y'all just been friends, but I don't know. I mean, that's just like a woman always coming to, like, I always hear women say, I don't really fucking with women. That's why I got a lot of male friends. No, you fucking a lot of males. You ain't, all these motherfuckers ain't your friends. You ain't finna sit there and tell me they all your friends.
So can I have a platonic male relationship?
Hell no. Shit, what is that? Wait a minute.
Well, that's your answer for the whole question.
Did the spirit just come down and ask that question? What the hell?
It's never the case, because one or the other wants to fuck the other. The only reason why you platonic friends is because one of you don't want to fuck the other one.
And I agree with you.
So is there really a friendship, a platonic friendship, when really deep down you want to fuck me? You see what I'm saying? So you're not really being my friend, because really you telling me stuff to either get me to leave my guy or get me, you know what I'm saying?
You
want me to come over and spend the night and shit like that. You try to set me
that's
up,
my,
nigga. You crazy.
That's why I don't believe in that brother shit. Oh, that's my brother. Did your mama have him? No. Did your daddy have him? did he come out your daddy nutsack? No. Motherfucker, that ain't your brother. I don't want to hear that brother shit. I don't play that. Now, that's one thing. That's my brother. No, it's not. Get him the fuck up out of here.
But you can go hang out with your friend from work who is fuckable, but you ain't going to fuck her. You can go have drinks
why would
with,
I,
her with her, but...
Why would I go,
I mean,
why would I go do that? I wouldn't go do it. I mean, if I'm sitting there talking about, well, hey, I'm finna me and Jennifer from work finna go have some drinks at the bar. You better be trying to come along.
And if she allowed me to fuck her, I will. That was in his head.
Right. Right. Basically what it boils down to. Shit, if she let me fuck.
I mean, but shit, you gotta be okay, and y'all absolutely, you gotta be a zip damn fool if you gonna sit there and be like, oh, you going to the bar with Jennifer? Yeah, I'm going to the bar with Jennifer.
Exactly.
Well, you guys have a good time.
Oh,
I plan on it.
That happened to me once. They didn't invite me, or he didn't tell me that that's what he was doing. What he said was, I'm going to the bar when I get out of work. And so, normally, you know what I'm saying, he'll call me and ask me, okay, do you want to go out or whatever? And I either say yes or no. If I say no, he'll go. If I say yes, I'll go, whatever. This particular time, he didn't call. He didn't say nothing at all, but I knew where he was. So I put on some clothes. And I tricked my ass on up there. And lo and behold, there he was, him and her. They were shooting some pool and having some drinks. So I walked in, and I grabbed myself a bar stool. And I just sat there. I was like, oh, y'all don't
Don't fucking mind me as you were. And the chick gonna come to me, she's like, well, you don't have to worry, we're just coworkers, bitch. Get the fuck out of my face. And I said that. I said, you need to get out of my face. I said, because I'm not here with your man. You're here with my man. So this ain't got shit to do with me and you. You gonna come up walking up to me. But do you want a drink? Yeah, I have a drink. I sure do. I sure motherfucking do. So I sat there and I got my drink or whatever, and she was like, okay, well, I'm just gonna go, yeah, bitch, that's exactly what you need to do.
What? Now wait a minute. Hold on. Did you get him the pass to go?
No, that's what I'm trying to say. He didn't normally, like I said, he would call me and ask me did I want to go out. This particular night, he didn't call and ask me. So I knew once he didn't come home that that's where he was.
He said he was going to get some drinks. He didn't say he was going with no female coworker.
Exactly.
Oh,
and then when I got there, and I'm like, okay, after she left, and I'm like, okay, so what was all that? He was like, well, I didn't ask her to come. I just mentioned that I was going to the bar.
Really? But he followed me up here, so it's not really my fault.
Well, he got you on the technicality.
That's a good one.
He didn't tell you.
I've used that one a few times.
You said what?
I've used that one a few times.
Hey, shit, I just said I was going somewhere. This motherfucker followed me.
Okay, but look, here's the fucking kicker. Here is the kicker, okay? She was going with a white dude, and the white dude, her boyfriend, was younger than her. He was not old enough to get in the bar, okay? He was still 20 or some shit like that. So her dude took her up there and sat in the car while she went in the bar with my dude.
Exactly.
So she was like, when she approached me, I was like, well, how about I go sit in the car with your boyfriend and we get to be friends? You know what I'm saying? Because I knew the chick first and I had invited her out. She didn't accept my invitation. You know what I'm saying? But my dude invites you out and all of a sudden, oh, everybody can be friends. Who will cut
your
ass?
He didn't invite her. He didn't invite her. He just said that's where he was going.
You really need to know me, nigga. You really need to know me. I bet you didn't expect me to show up either. And then, lo and behold, my cousin happened to be there already, and he's watching everything.
Let me stop you right there. First of all, he wouldn't have been doing anything because if he was, he would be stupid because you know where he was at. So why would he try some shit when he know you know where he at?
Listen here,
that'd be dumb on his part.
That's what man does.
I wouldn't give a shit if he went to California. I was gonna find him. You hear me? I was gonna find him.
You said you knew where he was at anyway. You said once he didn't call, you knew where he was at.
Yeah, I know.
If he was gonna try something, he gonna go somewhere where you wouldn't expect him to go.
That's the same shit he said. Well, you know what we're going to do? No, you knew where I was at. I don't give a... That's even worse. Why would you take a bitch to the place where we go? You're insulting me now. Because you're going to...
He didn't take her.
That's the whole point.
He just said where he was going. She just had
to go. It don't matter where y'all go. We investigators. We're going to find
you
anyway.
That's what I'm saying. They could have went to Texas. I would have found that nigga. Okay? You hear what I'm saying? They should have went to Gary.
This one motherfucker told me he was going to the bowling alley. I call every motherfucker bowling alley in the fucking city. Why would you call to the phone? Who the fuck would be calling you at the fucking bowling alley?
Right.
And you come to the phone, hello, and I just hung up. That's the way you had, nigga.
Right. You gotta be a stupid motherfucker.
Yeah, be stupid anyway. You don't take the bitch where the fuck you take me. I was insulted. That was real fucked up. I mean, I probably would have felt better if you had took the bitch somewhere else. At least it wouldn't have been where the fuck we go. You know what I'm saying? Because now all the bartenders know us. So the next time we go in there together, bitches is looking at me like, don't you know your man was in here with another bitch the last time? You know what I'm saying? You don't do that. You know, because if the bartender or whoever walk up to me while I go to the bathroom, while I go freshen my drink, and she like, you know what I'm saying, your dude was in here the other night with such and such, you know what I'm saying, they look pretty friendly, and then I make a scene.
I'm going to hit that bartender in your motherfucking mouth.
Yeah, well, everybody's
doing this
crap.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's right, bartender, they supposed to talk, they supposed to listen.
Right, they supposed to sit back and listen. What's that motherfucker? Well, you know your guy was in here the other day.
That's embarrassing.
He wasn't with you.
Now I got to pretend like, yeah, I knew about it. That was his cousin or some shit. No, and but really, I didn't know shit. That's embarrassing. You don't do people like that. You don't do me like that. Because I'm going, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to protect my relationship in the public. When we get home, it's on.
But once again, in his defense,
they had it one up on me. Oh, you didn't know? Oh yeah, bitch, I knew. That's what I'm gonna tell her.
Once again, in his defense, he didn't invite her. He just said,
"I'm gonna need for you to pop a cork in it, but we be scrapping.
Well, now let me ask you a question. Would it have been different if everybody else would have came?
Who is everybody else? The boyfriend.
He just said, "Hey, I'm going to the bar. I'm going to shoot some pool."
If everybody from work, men and women, was all there, I'm sure that would have been different. And I'm sure he probably would have called her and said,
"I was not invited." So you mean to tell me that you and every female you work with all went to the bar?
I'm saying men and women. If everybody from work just decided to go out somewhere after work.
Well, that's my point. Did she go around and say, "Hey, do you work with him? Do you work with him?" He could have had more coworkers in there. He just said he's going to shoot some pool.
Okay, well, dig this.
If y'all want to come on, and let's go.
All right, well, dig this. The liquor store where I work at, I quit for a little while. And on my last night there, when I quit, my coworkers wanted to take me out so we could have drinks. And so I called home and I said, "Look, everybody is going out. Everybody." I said everybody because everybody was going, the women and the dudes. We was all going out after we had work. Don't you know that this minute was like, "Oh, no, come get me. We all going." So you did that to me, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't invited on your little venture. But now all of a sudden, because it's the flip side, all my coworkers want to take me out, but now you got to be there too. So,
you're missing a point. You're missing a No, it's not a double standard because he didn't invite nobody. He just said where he was going. And they chose to come. Your people actually invited you out.
For you to say out loud, "I'm going to go shoot some pool," is an open invitation for whoever wants to come to be there. But everybody was invited.
What's wrong with that?
I'm not talking to you anymore.
Because you know I'm right. If
no,
he didn't invite
right.
nobody and she took it upon herself to invite herself, what did he say? No, you can't go.
That's just like going on Facebook and telling everybody, you know what I'm saying, party at such and such tonight. You know what I'm saying? So if everybody show up, everybody show up. But you failed to mention to me that that's where you was going. You didn't invite me. You invited everybody in the world but me.
But now, hold on.
He didn't invite nobody. He could have been talking to the guy in front of him.
Hey, you know, hey, man, I'm finna go to my club, man, shoot some pool. She might have heard him. And then you got to also think her man was outside, so.
I think he was a stupid motherfucker because it ain't no goddamn way I'm going to take you up some motherfucking where I can't go in and sit outside and wait for you for however long you're going to be in there with another nigga. And then once you saw that nobody was there except for them two, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody going to show up. It's just him and her. You got to be a
How do you know that?
Here.
They were the only
because
two in the bar?
Went.
Right.
Because I went.
But,
I
okay,
went
but were they the only two in the bar?
They was the only two at that table that knew each other.
Well, as R. Kelly say, "Was I the only one there?
But
how the fuck she
going
fuck around with mother bitch?
Like, say for instance, you at work
and you like, hey, I'm going to go to McDonald's. And then everybody else is like, all right, well, look, grab me at this and that and that and that. That's an open invitation. That's telling everybody you're going to go to McDonald's if they want something, you know what I'm saying, join in. That's an open invitation to verbally say it out loud. If you didn't want her to go, if you didn't want her to be there, you'd have never even spoke it out loud. You'd have just went to the bar when you got off work because that's what you do.
Okay, well, maybe this is the way it went.
Talking to somebody
else.
Hold
on, dog. Maybe this is the way it went. He came up to somebody else. It was like, hey, I'm going to shoot some pool.
That's not the
way. You want to roll. That person, listen, that person might have been like, no, I got something to do. And then she was like, well, Sheena, I ain't got nothing to do. I'll go with you. All right, cool. That ain't no, it's not an invite. You know what I'm saying? He didn't actually go to her and say, hey, Jessica, would you like to go shoot some pool with me?
You can analyze.
You know what I'm saying? He
could have
been talking to Jimmy.
I guarantee you, if you walk in the bar and you see your woman sitting there with another nigga, you're not going to be like, oh, did y'all just meet up? You'll be like, what's this all about? Whenever you get through with it.
We ain't talking about me. We talking about him.
Okay, but I'm saying you can call it whatever you want to. Even him. If it had been, the shoe had been on the other foot. And that night when my coworkers wanted to take me out, and I'm around the pool table with my male coworker friends or whatever, and we all having a lollygaggy good goddamn time. He's not gonna look at it like, oh, your friends just wanted to take you out. He'll look at it like, bitch, why are you here with these niggas and not me? And that's just what you got to do. But they're just like my brothers. They're like my brothers. You know, they're my coworkers. They're just like my brothers.
I understand. I hear what you're saying. But at the same time, though, you say he normally invites you, but this particular time he didn't, right? Okay, so all the times that he's invited you, do you go?
Yes, more than likely, unless I have to be at work in the morning. And there were even some times where I would still go because that's quality time outside the house with my dude, and we need that.
Okay, I'm just asking. I'm just saying, so you normally go?
Yes.
But this particular night, he just didn't call you nothing, and he just went up there.
Yep.
So what,
did y'all argue before?
No.
Or did you? Was you looking forward to the phone call?
Yes, I always do. At that point, it was like clockwork. Okay, he gonna be off at such and such. So I started picking out my clothes, and you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, I'm gonna go to the bar. But I didn't get no call, and you didn't come on.
Well, that's when you should have went out with your platonic friend.
See,
you gonna don't listen to Janine because Janine will get your motherfucking ass kicked.
I mean, but I'm telling y'all, look, the plot thickens. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Later on, I find out that this same person who he just mentioned he was going to the bar to, I later find out that she offered him a threesome. So, and then, hold on, there's more. Then I told y'all I used to have a booth at the Peddler's Mall. Well, we used to have a booth at the Peddler's Mall. So we're there one day, and we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, and he goes outside for a few minutes and comes back in with her by his side. Her boyfriend is lagging along in the back. But him and her come strolling in together. Y'all can all kiss my ass. There was some shit going on. If they wasn't physically fucking, they was mind fucking, they was about to fuck, they was planning to fuck, they was trying to fuck, whenever you get through with it. So I don't want to hear that. Well, I said I was going to the bar. She just came up there. That's like leaving a trail of breadcrumbs for the cat. And the cat follow you home. What did you think was going to happen?
I
And I guess that's where you have the need for those brothers and society friends that you have. So you have someone to call and lean on when you're going through things like that.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
And like I said, nobody was my cousin was there the whole time. He seen them walk in together, and you know what I'm saying? So he put the bartender a note. He's like, take this over there to such and such. So I get this note. The bartender hands me this note. I dude at the bar wants you to come meet him up there. Now, I look, you know what I'm saying? I peep the scene. So I see who it is, but I don't say nothing. So I commence to go to the bar, you know what I'm saying? And I'm talking to this gentleman. Now, all of a sudden, he got this strange-ass look on his face. Like, wait a minute. How the hell you get a note? And then you just go trek up in there, you know, now you're talking to some nigga. Okay, so but my feelings weren't supposed to be hurt, so why you got feelings?
Was you invited into
well,
this? You being disrespectful, though.
Who was I being disrespectful to?
Well, maybe I heard it wrong. You said, was you with your dude and you got a note from another motherfucker? Is that what you're saying?
I was, when I came in and spotted the two of them, I went and sat down. A couple of minutes later, after words were spoken between the three of us, the bartender comes up to me with the note. And the note says, such and such wanted to buy you a drink or some shit like that. Now, I read it, and I knew who the person was. I knew that was my family. You know what I'm saying? So I scan around to see if, you know what I'm saying, I make sure what I think is true. And I spot my cousin. But I don't say, I'm going to go over here and talk to my cousin. I just walked off. And you know what I'm saying? He looked up, and I was sitting there talking to this gentleman. And he don't know this is my cousin. But you here with another bitch, so why do you have feelings about now the fact that I'm here talking to another nigga?
Nah, I'm going to see if you have feelings in your jaw when I smack your ass up that bar stool.
Exactly. So we would all be cracking motherfuckers in there.
Damn
why
right. We all be fighting motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? Hey, wait a minute, y'all. I'm veering off this, but I'm gonna post this video, and I'm not saying that this man was right for what he did, but the shit is funny. He smacked this girl straight off the motherfucking bitch and told her, "Call Jesus Christ, bitch, man, y'all gotta see this man." Every time I think about it, I can't stop laughing. I'm not saying he right. I'm not saying that the man was right. He was dead wrong for smacking the girl, but goddamn, I'll be damned if it wasn't funny.
not a Morgan Freeman slap.
Right.
No, it was. It was one of them. I mean, dog, he cocked back. Dog, he cocked back. And when I say he cocked back, man, that motherfucker said, she said, when I call my mama, we're going to see what he going to do. That motherfucker jumped over the table. Call Jesus Christ, bitch. Ah! And he let her ass.
Damn. Wow.
He told her to call Jesus Christ. It's too late for your mama. I'm going to knock your ass out. Oh, man. That shit was too funny, man. I don't condone the violence, but man, that shit was funny. I said, get the fuck. Man, they think I'm gonna kick your brains out your motherfucking head next. That motherfucker said, call Jesus Christ, bitch. Ha pow! And he let her ass have it.
Dude, that's
one of the funniest ones I've seen in a long time. And like I said, I'm not condoning what he did. I mean, he was wrong. I guess he was wrong. You know, when you watch these videos, you only see so much of the story that you really don't know who, you know,
provoked it.
But shit, I mean, call Jesus Christ, bitch. Bah! Let her ass have it. All right, so we're going to get on out of here before they get ready to cut us off.
Yeah, because I need to call my brother.
Well, shut the hell up. You know what? You ain't even getting no last words tonight. And we ain't talking to you.
Wait, you ain't getting no last words, man.
Well, you ain't getting no last words tonight.
Yeah, man, another great show, man. Catch y'all next week. Peace to everybody.
All right. Janine, if you say anything about a brother, I'm gonna break your arm.
I can say my last words now.
Hey, walk light, nigga. Walk light.
It was great talking to you all. I had a nice time. And, of course, I will definitely be on here and next week. Probably invite some friends.
I tell you. Look at so you got your last words. I'm shut up. Look at so you got your last words.
Yes, you know I enjoy myself. I enjoy talking to everybody. This was a great show. I'll be back next week. City City Radio, baby.
All right. That's what's up. Oh man, what you got for me?
Man, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening on the internet. CincyRadio.net.
Peace.